The Children of Rhea. Kronos was now lord of earth, sea, and sky, with the scythe, the symbol of his authority, his scepter. The earth he took from Gaia, the sky from Uranus. With threats of violence, he wrested dominion over the sea from Pontus and Thalassa, and from his siblings, Oceanus and Tethys. He trusted no one, and ruled alone. Still, Kronos continued to take his pleasure with Rhea, and still she consented, loving him hopelessly, and trusting that the monstrous eating of their firstborn had been some sort of aberration. It was not. Their next child, a boy she called Hades, was devoured in just the same manner. And then another baby girl, Demeter. Next was Poseidon, a second boy, and finally a third girl, Hera. All of them swallowed whole with as much ease as you and I might gulp down an oyster or a spoonful of jelly. By the time Kronos consumed Hera, Rhea's fifth pregnancy, her love for Kronos had turned to hate. That same night, he seized her and made love to her again. She swore to herself that if she became pregnant, he would never take her sixth child. But how could she prevent him? He was all-powerful. One morning she arose and felt the familiar nausea. She was pregnant. Her divine instincts told her that her sixth was to be a boy. She left Othrys and took herself off in search of her mother and father. For all that she had contributed to their downfall, she retained a daughter's trust in their wisdom and goodwill. She knew, too, that their fury at her part in their ruin was as nothing to their undying hatred of Kronos. For 3 days, her calls to Gaia and Uranus rang round the hills and caves of the world. "Earth Mother! Sky Father! Hear your daughter and come to her aid. The sun who cut you and cast you out has become the foulest of ogres, the most depraved and unnatural creature in all the world. 5 of your grandchildren has he eaten. I have one more baby inside me ready to come into the world. Teach me how to save him. Teach me, I beg, and I will raise him to revere you always." A deep and terrible rumbling was heard far below. The ground shook beneath Rhea's feet. The voice of Uranus came roaring into her ears, but within it she heard, too, the calmer tones of her mother. Together, the three of them hatched a marvelous plan.